Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 20 for Friday, September 5th, 2014.
From the Fat Bike Studios, beaming out to listeners in over 50 countries, this is your Weekly Dose of Fat with your not erstwhile hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Hola, mami. Yo soy Gomez.
This erstwhile means we're former, I guess,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's Sven here. Joining us in the studio today is none other than J.K. Livin.
Grammar policing.
And as always...
Grandma policing.
We have the Fat Bike Orchestra, conducted today by Sir Christopher Daisy.
This show is sponsored by the Surly Ice Cream Truck. Lick it up. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Kiss was just on tour. It would have been awesome to see them again.
On this week's show, we've got a live call-in from Amy Rowley from the Birkebeiner Ski Foundation to talk about this year's Fat Bike Birkie.
We'll discuss about our upcoming trip to Sin City to cover the outdoor dirt demo and the largest bicycle industry exposition in the United States of America, Innerbike.
Time is running out to enter our Dog Days of Summer contest. Details are in the links below, so get on that.
And we'll take a look at fat bike news from around the web on the Weekly Dose of Fat. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about beer. Let's get right into that.
Well, this week's beer buzz comes from the Berkeley of the Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin. I took a trip up there to the old state capital.
Did you see Scott Walker?
Went to Farmer's Market, went to Taste of Madison, went to Revolution Cycles. We ended up at a cool little spot with the Blackwing Bird, Lieutenant Tickles, Spinner, Vivian, Fatbike.com Weather Girl, Kelsey, and Cousin Lyle. We rode over the Revolution Cycles right after closing time with a bunch of beer, and we witnessed the Revolution Cycles Fat Bike Race Team birth. Pathoosh, right on the wood floor.
What do they call sploosh?
Sploosh. And then we all feasted upon the race team placenta. Delicious. We also, the icing on the cake of that placenta would be, we met the guy that's running this year's Single Speed USA, if you can believe half the rhetoric that's going on, Mr. Brett Stepanek. He's going to rock your world with the Single Speed USA. Wisconsin style. So after we interrupted all of that, we went to Mickey's Tavern, a great little place, right on the bike trail, sat on the patio with dogs and people and craziness, and drank pitchers of local beer and ate tacos. And then this whole story's been about the Ale Asylum beer that we drank there, and that's
what we've got here.
Hopalicious. By Ale Asylum. So,
what is that thing on the front there? Looks like a pine cone and a serpent. Or is that a pineapple? I think it's a pine cone. Well, let's pop them.
It's a rhizome.
Maybe it's a hoppy thing. It's a little. That's what it is.
I'm using a Shimano XTR Ninja Throwing Star beer opener.
I'm using the world's most dangerous pop top popping punch cap hole making light beer from Miller. Bottle opener. It seems to want to poke your hand whenever you use it. It's
like, it does.
It does.
And it bends, too.
Yeah, it's bendy.
And I'm using one that was retrieved from a garbage disposal.
Ah, my garbage disposal wasn't working properly this morning, but it was not due to your thing being in there.
No, I just
had to bang on the side of it, and it started working again.
Well, cheers, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Right on. Whoop.
Ah. By cracky, I think I taste the... JK made his a little excitable over there.
Dude.
I'm not sure, but I think I taste the 11 separate editions of Cascade Hops that give this American Pale Ale its lush citrus aroma and bold hop flavor without crazy bitterness. We drink a lot of beer. It is a good beer.
That was read directly off the label.
Did you see how I made it sound like I didn't read it by prefacing it with a little story up front?
Right.
I learned from the best. His name is Colin Ford, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Pale Ale. This is a good one.
Yeah, and it's not
super
like,
bitty.
Eating loaves of bread. Or
yeah, Mike did a little research and found out it's lower in calories than one might expect. Yeah.
And thusly lower in alcohousy as well, but, you know.
By cracky, we're not getting all hammered here this morning.
It's a breakfast beer.
Exactly.
Which is what we do here at Fat Bike Radio, breakfast beers. Well, boys, we're going to have Amy on the show up next, right after this.
She's from American Birkebeiner up there. We'll be talking with her right after this.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve with Borealis Bikes, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our brand new Echo Fat Bike frame. The Borealis Echo is the first available carbon fat bike frame designed around the RockShox Bluto fork. It delivers nimble shredability with clearance to handle up to 5-inch tires. Complete bikes can be built for under 25 pounds, which makes the Echo the lightest suspension fat bike frame on the market with unmatched handling. The result is truly a year-round fat bike that takes on all disciplines of mountain biking. Visit Borealis Bikes to find a dealer near you. We promise, once you go fat, you'll never go back.
Our special guest today is Amy Rowley from the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. Those are the folks that run the world-famous Berkey Ski Race and the amazing Fat Bike Berkey.
Welcome to the show, Amy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I guess the first thing we should do is have you tell our listeners a little history of the Fat Bike Berkey.
Well, you know, the Fat Bike Berkey provides the one-day-a-year opportunity to ride your bike on the infamous and iconic snow-covered groomed American Birkebeiner ski trail. 2013 was our first race, and we started off with a bang. You know, we reached a cap of about 300 riders right away. In 2014, we were the U.S. National Fat Bike Championship race and surpassed our cap of 500 riders, ending up around 550, including pros such as Ned Overton, Travis Brown, Rebecca Rush, and other really fast people.
Lots of folks from Alaska showed up there.
Yeah, way to diss all the Alaska racers, Amy. Just kidding.
You know, each year we've of the 2 years that we've been doing this race, each year we've been the largest fat bike race in the world, and we plan on getting a little bit bigger. But most importantly, we plan on getting better and just kind of honing our skills with that. The mission of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is to host world class events. Be good stewards of our Berkey Trail system, and most importantly, encourage year-round active outdoor lifestyles for people of all ages and abilities. So fat biking up here in the upper Midwest is a big part of that, and we created the Fat Bike Berkey in response to that demand. And the greatest thing is that while the Berkey Trail is challenging, you know, anybody can ride it, and our races include everybody from the pros down to novice riders. It's hilly, it's tough, but it's not going to kill you.
Well, there was even a guy last year when we were up there on one of the least expensive fat bikes you can possibly buy from an unnamed big box store, and he was having a blast on that thing. So
that thing must have weighed 90 pounds.
It was humongous. So, Amy, have you set a date for this year's Fat Bike Berkey?
You bet. But we typically schedule Fat Bike Berkey for 2 weeks after the ski race. So this year, that puts it at March 7th. Typically, it's either the first or the second Saturday in March 7th, 2015. Put that on your calendar for the third annual Fat Bike Berkey. Will also be the final race of the Great Lakes Fat Bike Series. So it will act as a championship for that series this year as well. And then 2015, we're planning on using the same course as last year. Everybody really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It flowed really nicely, and we'll be including the 47K and the 20K distances.
It was a lot of registration's fun for Ned Overend, I think. Nedley won it. He had a lot of fun at that thing. So.
Oh, he did. You know, and you know, I'd never even saw him break a sweat. But even though he beat, really enjoyed being out there riding with him.
So any decision on whether this year's Fat Bike Berkey will be the U.S. National Fat Bike Championship?
You know, we would love to continue having the Fat Bike Berkey be the U.S. National Championship race. We've been getting a lot of questions and contacts asking us this very question, and it seems really like what our customers want and the riders up here want. We provide an experienced team to put on an exceptional quality of that is very worthy of being a national championship. But that being said, it's kind of tricky because there's some other fans out there that want to also be a national championship race. And since the Fat Flight racing is, you know, technically unorganized or unsanctioned, however you want to say it. It really boils down to which race grabs the title first. And, you know, we want to partner with other races and help support them. So I know there's one or two out there considering it. But essentially, if no one makes it by the beginning of October, Fat Bike Berkey plans to announce us being the second annual U.S. National Championship race and keeping that title moving forward.
You can always call it intergalactic if somebody wants to take national from you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, it's really, there's the world championship, there's the national championship. It really is just a name. So regardless of what happens, this bike Berkey will continue to be the best race in the country for fat biking.
Right.
And, you know, I would be curious to hear what your breeders think. You know, is the national championship aspect, is that a draw for them, or do they just want to get out there and fight and race?
Yeah. So do you think it will be a UCI event?
Definitely not. You know, U.S. Cycling did contact us after our 2014 national championship race, expressing interest in sanctioning fat bike racing in general and inquiring about using the Fat Bike Berkey as their, you know, their keystone race. But after lots of thoughtful conversation, we just really didn't feel it would benefit our participants, our race, or the sport of fat biking overall. So no plans to associate with USA Cycling. We love what they do for cycling. They do a great job, but we really want to keep the Fat Bike Berkey fully under the control of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation.
Well, I, for one, think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, you've had a couple of great events in the past 2 years. Do you have any new plans for this year's Fat Bike Berkey?
Well, we've still been doing some brainstorming. We did ask last year's participants what they'd like to see new this year, and most said they really enjoyed last year's race and they didn't see any need change. But it's kind of nice to always mix it up a little bit. This year, we are going to increase the race cap to 750 participants, so we won't have to turn people away like we did last year. We've been considering adding a master's class to the race, which would give our 45 and older riders a chance to win their own title.
Yeah, DFL for me in that class.
Yeah. and of course, Ned Overend could possibly be in that class, too.
I could
although
race
maybe
with Ned
he is
in the same class.
Himself, so.
Awesome.
Well, we are working on some other ideas to put out there, and you know, welcome any suggestions that or for things that people want to see.
So it's you put a word out there to get input from our listeners. A good question would be what you want to see in the new race and if you want the U.S. National Championship to be at the Fat Bike Berkey. Put your comments at the bottom, and I'm sure Amy reads our site all the time.
Religiously.
She at least has to listen to this radio show. So.
And look at all the pretty pictures we put up there.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, the registration is open for Fat Bike Berkey. You can get to it by going to our website, www.berkey.com, and just clicking on bike. That'll give you all the information. Not to say that we aren't going to add some other exciting things to it, but registration's been open for about a month or so here. And then feel free to contact us directly if you need to. Email us at berkey@berkey.com.
And we'll have all that information in our show notes. Thanks for coming on the show, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Awesome talking to you again. Look forward to seeing you
thanks.
At the Fat Bike Berkey in 2015.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And we are working on an agreement with Mother Nature for our winter season.
Sounds good.
All right. I always put your face on Mother Nature's face.
Great.
Thanks, Amy.
All right, Amy. See ya.
All right. Bye, Ron. Thanks.
Party!
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Beanbag chairs, lava lamps, pintos. Those things and more on Fat Bike Radio with Gomez and Sven.
This is your weekly dose of fat.
Welcome back to the radio program. Do you know what time, what day, what month it even is? Well, I'll tell you what.
I got no earthly idea. <It's>, do tell.
It's Gnome Fest Eve, boys and girls.
Oh,
tomorrow,
Lord.
We build Gnome City. Saturday night, we burn a giant bike that has been festooned with pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics.
And Uncle Gomez's bloodstream probably will not drop below legal drunkies until Sunday.
What happens on Monday morning?
And then Monday after morning, Sven and I, bleary-eyed, shall board an airplane and fly to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are we going to be sleeping on that plane?
I always sleep on that plane.
I like sleeping on that airplane.
So what are you most excited about to see at the big show?
Well, you know, with Eurobike being out in advance of Interbike, we see a lot of new stuff that normally probably would have been reserved for Interbike in the past. But I hear there's some things that we don't know full details on yet. I'm looking forward to learning something new because with the speed of the internet and everybody else covering things out there, it seems like you can't keep pull the wool over anybody's eyes anymore. And a company that can keep something under wraps and show us something new is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I know there's stuff out there.
I know you know.
There's stuff that I don't even tell you. Something like, oh,
he can't even tell me.
Completely embargoed.
My name.
So how about you, JK? From the man in the street perspective, what do you look forward to?
I'm relying on the Hunter Thompson-esque reporting from the field because I know there's going to be a bunch of shit that's going to be rad as hell, but I'm relying it to your good graces to...
I am your Huckleberry on the on the Gonzo Journalism.
The Gonzo Journalism will begin at Gnome Fest and continue through Thursday of Interbike, ladies and gentlemen. I think they still serve Alka-Hoozie on the airline, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I look forward to my first $12 cocktail at 4:45 a.m. in Milwaukee Airport.
What time do we have to get the hell out of here? Man, that's early.
God.
You know, we're going to fly in there. We're going to jump into a rental car. We're going to buzz straight out to the 100-degree heat in the desert, stopping only to pick up a 30-pack along the way.
Of natural light or something for our friends at the Surly Tent.
Yep, stay in their good graces. So around the internet this week, there was a lot of stuff out there. There's a bunch of links in the show notes from things that people did see at Eurobike, including the new Kenda Juggernaut fat bike tire, a really cool 20-inch fat bike for kids. It's made by a company called S-Cool. I think they're just going with school.
S-Cool.
Isn't that clever? But it won a Eurobike award. It actually looks really cool.
That's the way a kid's fat bike or any kid's bike should be, that monocoque with the big standover.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, you get another couple of years out of your kid's bike.
Yep. Yep.
And you can start them younger.
Sorry. Yeah. It looks like a good thing. I like to see it when it's actually available.
So the Juggernaut, you could have a Juggernaut mounted on a jackalope. Juggernaut on a jackalope.
Jerk-off just comes right in there too.
That's where fat bike is today. Juggernauts
and jackalopes. Our friend Joe Boo, he writes a lot of stories about fat biking and has one this week about the Legion Trails in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Not one we'd normally think of across the lake the other way. But this week he also wrote a non-fat bike-oriented post about a young lady that's a friend of the family who has juvenile diabetes. Take a look at his site. They're doing some fundraising for her and like to help out people who have less fortunate than us. And Joe Boo's done a nice little write-up on that.
Yeah, and if you're wondering when the last call, closing time to enter the Dog Days of Summer contest is, it would be September 15th. I didn't even write that down. I could remember that one.
You are
so
good.
So check out that link.
You're a former radio personality.
The best part of summer is the 20 days of September. Don't sell summer short and end it at Labor Day, people.
Nope, good call on that.
I
just
went out
because your kids are in school.
I rode my bike to the quarry and went swimming and scared all the fish yesterday. It was a beautiful 80-degree day.
Awesome. Yeah, if you write about fat biking on the web and would like us to check out what you've got, shoot me an email to greg@fatbike.com. Maybe we'll mention you on the show if you're lucky.
And if you've got a fat bike event, go to the site, click on events, go to register your event right underneath that, and register your event.
And if you need a little more help promoting that event, let us know. We'd sure love to write a story, do something for you. We got lots of ways to help you. Give Gomez a shout. I'm sure he can hook you right on up.
Yeah, get that race flyer going, baby.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. I'm going passing by.
We love
I just have ice cream, man, ice just cream stuck man. In my head.
Yeah, I know. Guaranteed.
We will see you in the desert.
Desert, next week, fatbike.com will bring for you many videos on Fatbike TV.
Fatbike TV, blam, there it is.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to say anything about that till Monday, was I?
Like the giant race team placenta.
That
splat.
Is Fatbike TV. See y'all next week.
Adios, amigos.
Later.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.